T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 on this Wednesday morning, 69 degrees. The remains of Father Emil Capon are now in Wichita at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception.
Father Capon served as chaplain with the U.S. Army in Korea, where he was captured and died in a prisoner of war camp. His remains were identified this past April. Father David Lai says many events are planned this month to celebrate his life.
To pray for Father Capon, to celebrate his life, and to inspire all of us of this local Catholic Church to the same virtues and kind of heroic charity that he lived in his life.
The funeral and procession is set for September 29th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Charges are being filed against a woman accused of killing her 5-year-old daughter. Nori Lamb will be charged with involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says Lamb's car went off the road and rolled back on March 7th. Lamb's daughter died in the accident. Lamb is due in court tomorrow.
A young girl died following a crash in southwest Kansas on Highway 50 east of Dodge City. Highway patrol troopers say an SUV was passing a car when it hit a van head-on, killing a 7-year-old girl from Mesa, Arizona. The two drivers were seriously injured.
The city of Wichita will enter into a funding assistance agreement with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation to build another aquifer recharge basin.
The $1 million agreement will cover 25% of the cost of building 3 additional recharge basins and apparatus for them. Future funding could be worth $5.3 million. A portion of the project is already included in the city's capital improvement program between 2022 and 2025. The city's water supply comes from Cheney Lake and the Equus Beds Aquifer. The Northwest Wichita Water Treatment Plant, currently under construction, will have the same flexibility. To recharge the aquifer, the city diverts flow from the Arkansas River during times of higher flow. The water is then treated and pumped into the recharge basins, where it seeps down into the aquifer. This recovery system is a key component for drought protection. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
House Democrats are making the case for tax hikes on wealthy individuals and corporations to pay for ambitious new spending.
To help pay for a proposed $3.5 trillion in spending for education, health care, paid family leave, and climate change, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal says the ultra-wealthy and big corporations can contribute more.
To support the services and the infrastructure on which our society and often their business and investments rely.
The plan would raise the top tax rate on Americans earning more than $400,000 a year. The corporate tax rate would also go up. Top committee Republican Kevin Brady warns.
And those burdens land on their workers, lands on their customers, lands on the retirees.
Democrats must find near unanimous consensus among themselves to advance a final bill. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Retail giant Amazon holds what it calls its biggest ever training and recruiting event today.
Amazon says it has 125,000 jobs to fill, transportation and fulfillment roles, saying the company's offering an average starting wage of over $18 per hour, with some making even more, in addition to possible signing bonuses in certain locations. Amazon's nationwide recruiting event also on top of its push to hire 40,000 corporate and tech jobs, saying new hires will also be eligible for benefits that include Amazon's Career Choice Program that pays the full cost of its frontline workers' college tuition. Amazon is the nation's second largest employer, behind Walmart. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cool front brought us some showers and a few thunderstorms in Wichita last night. Some heavier rainfall occurred to our west in Kingman County, but all that comes to an end here this morning with clouds breaking up, sunny this afternoon, and a high 84. Clear overnight, Tarlow 67, breezy on Thursday with a high closer to 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy skies, 69 degrees. 6:35 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. On this date in 1981, the Senate Judiciary Committee voted unanimously to approve the Supreme Court nomination of Sandra Day O'Connor. Thus, Justice O'Connor, the first female Supreme Court justice.
Back in the days when a vote for a Supreme Court justice could be one-sided instead of 50-49.
That's right. And just, I finished the biography, it's called First, recently on Sandra Day O'Connor. I knew very little about her, but a very, very interesting woman, no doubt about it. Raised on a ranch in Arizona. And Reagan, Ronald Reagan, you know, Mr. Conservative, he's the one who nominated her. And yeah, that was one of those greater moves that Reagan made. She became very, very popular as a Supreme Court justice. Well, you've heard about, by the way, Justice Rehnquist, he and O'Connor dated when they went to Stanford Law.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It's an interesting book. It's called First. You've heard about a person closing a bar down, but this is about a man who somehow ended up in a closed bar to get a drink. Police in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, say a man faces burglary charges after police found him in a closed bar. Police say the man was arrested around 5:30 a.m. as he walked around the place drinking a beer. The Argus Leader newspaper reports police don't know how the man ended up in the closed bar alone, but they don't think he broke in. The man, charged with first-degree burglary, was booked into jail. Probably one of those deals where he was in the restroom and nobody checked it before the
closed bar. How do you get charged with burglary?
Yeah.
Well, I was already in there.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they probably just shut him in there without knowing it. That happens from time to time. You hear about somebody hiding in a, but I'm sure that the stores, most of them, check the restrooms before they shut the place down at night. The place former Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman used to call home will soon become somebody else's new home. Ted, you looking for a little summer place or winter place down in Mexico? This is the Mexican government saying it's preparing to give the place away in a national lottery. Before doing so, there's already been some fixing up done to the place. For one thing, surveillance cameras that covered every angle of the home's exterior have been removed.
Have been removed.
And the hole Guzman used to reach a network of tunnels below has been covered with a concrete slab.
They removed all the great features from the home then.
All the fun stuff.
Yeah.
After being caught, Guzman was brought to the U.S., tried, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison in 2019. So now, I guess we as taxpayers are paying for Mr. Guzman to be here in our country. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Download the Odyssey app to listen to KNSS and make sure you make it a favorite. Let's take a look at the commodities update now with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. After large losses over the previous 14 sessions, yesterday the live cattle and feeder cattle enjoyed triple-digit positive gains. Now, bottom picking and technical buying lifted the technically oversold cattle complex to the upside yesterday. There was a true lack of fresh news to go along with the higher trade in the cattle. Unfortunately, the lean hog futures continued to slide lower yesterday and closed with triple-digit losses. October lean hogs had their lowest trade since the 4th of March and December contract, the lowest since February 26th. On the close yesterday, October live cattle, $1.85 higher, $124.12. October feeder cattle, $2.70 higher, $158.15. And October lean hogs down 40 cents at $80.37. Now, Canada reported yesterday all wheat production down 38% from what it was a year ago. This helped yesterday the wheat futures to have double-digit gains. And the November soybeans, they closed underneath the $13 level yesterday for the 10th straight session. And December corn closed under $5.30 yesterday for the 9th straight session. Now, we are seeing some follow-through buying today in some of our grain complex. December KC wheat's a penny and a quarter higher at 703. December corn, 4 pennies higher at 524 and a quarter. And November soybeans up 7.5 cents at 1290. October crude oil, 95 cents higher at 71.41. December gold down $3.60 at 1803.5. December S&P 1.75 points higher at 44.36. December dollar index, 14 cents lower at 92.47. And December Dow Jones futures down 15 points at 34,449. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, I'm certain that you have checked your rain gauge over there this morning. Did you have some rain go through Butler County?
Yeah, before midnight, we picked up like 10 hundredths of rain.
Oh,
wasn't
really
much of anything. I was hoping for a little bit more.
Yeah, we got 23 hundredths here officially out near the airport, but not a lot. But I'm told that down toward the southeast in Kansas, there was a little bit heavier rainfall, but we could use some more, couldn't we? It's still a long way from where we ought to be.
Exactly. We could definitely use some more. Conditions dry out there for the farmers wanting to put in their wheat crop. Matter of fact, it's holding some of them back from getting in too big of a hurry. The guys that want to graze their wheat need to get it in early, and the lack of rainfall is slowing them down too. So it's not a real good situation at the moment, but it is allowing the harvest to move along.
All right. Now, yesterday, after our 6,000th radio program, Steve and Ted, I'm sure you did some sort of celebration. Did you take the missus out for a nice big steak dinner or anything like that?
Unfortunately, no, I did not. I had a meeting last night, so I wasn't able to do that, but I will put that on the agenda for today. How's that?
Yeah, just, you know. We'll
celebrate 6,001.
Cut into that big ribeye and just say, this is to you, Stephen Ted, and do like a meat toast there, just toast that way. What do you think?
Sounds like a bargain.
A pretty good meeting. I mean, is it something you want to talk about? Maybe your personal finances, anything like that?
No, it was just a meeting for the city.
For the city? Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're on the city council, right?
Exactly.
All right. Now, you are an important person in Augusta, Kansas, right? You know?
That could probably be debated.
Well, you're a big fish in a small pond.
Hey, when it comes to residential zoning, don't get Tom started.
Oh yeah. he's kind of a zoning nut. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And Tom, KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler. Dreaming about how to retire or where to retire. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, has been talking about retirement every day for the past 6 months.
Well,
is he trying to sell us something?
That's what his deal is.
On the way, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Get down with Down Home.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.